Okay. So next we will look at scheduled purge service. The scheduled purge service runs based on the archive flag setting that has 1 and 2 and archive date as less than today. So and then it just deletes the data based on the group ID. So why it actually looks for group ID value is because the group ID can take two different values. One is group ID value is 1 and another one is 2. So 1 is workflow data as discussed and 2 is document data. So these two values, we have these two options because the document can take longer lifespan than the workflow. That's the reason we have group ID option. And this really helps us whenever we want to have trackable business processes. So that is where the group ID helps. And the deletion also done based on the group IDs. And once it's done with deletion of all the other table entries, finally it comes back to the archive info table and then it just deletes the entries from there as well. And again, the purge service again operates on the chunk basis. So the default value is 2000 for the chunk. So you can configure the chunk parameter in the business process itself or it can be set in the properties files level. So we can directly edit the purge schedule and then just search for purge service and then just add a assign statement saying chunk value to some 50 or 100 or whatever value you would like to. Okay. So most of the time we change this value because we set this to a lower value or higher value based on the condition on the database. So most of the time if the, so what it does is when it just picks up 2000 records from that are eligible and then it just deletes everything and at the end it just does a commit on those 2000 records. So if the database has some issues or performance is poor something like that, so in that case, so the commit usually takes time. So in that case what we do, we suggest decreasing the chunk value to 50 or 25 or even lesser than that. Okay, so that way the commit actually performs faster and also the purge service performance, it improves the purge service performance as well. And another option what we have with the purge service is the multi-threaded option. So this is again can be enabled by adding a assign statement into the scheduled purge service. The scheduled purge service, you can just edit the BP and then just add a assign statement in the purge service, something like assign multi-thread equal to true. Okay, so with this setting, the purge service just, just does a delete on different tables simultaneously rather than sequentially. Okay, so on the database side, with this option, you should be able to see multiple delete statements or multiple SQL queries running on different tables at the database side. So that actually makes the purge process much faster. Okay, moving on. So we are at slide number 8. So we have we'll look at what is schedule associate BPs to doc. The schedule associate BPs to doc, this is called as document magnet. Okay, so basically this finds documents that have workflow ID minus 1 and the lifespan for those documents in the past. So before we go in detail, we should understand how these minus 1 workflow IDs are created or what are those minus 1 workflow IDs, right? So in real time, customers will have trading partners. The trading partners can upload data to Sterling Integrator Mailbox through FTP server adapter or SFTP server adapter or some other means, right? So the trading partner can use client something like FileZilla or they can use WinSCP to upload documents to the mailbox. So in such cases, there are no business process involved, right? However, so for such kind of documents, the workflow ID assigned for that document is minus 1. If there is no such mechanism as schedule associate BPs to doc, then these BPs will stay in the system. These documents will stay in the system forever, right? So to take care of these minus one workflow IDs, the schedule associate BPs to doc, so whenever it runs, it actually picks up all the minus one workflow IDs and then also the corresponding lifespan and the post. It just picks up all those things and then it associates its own execution ID to the minus one, right? So all the documents now will get the associate BPs to doc workflow ID instead of minus one. So once that is done, it'll just again go in the normal life cycle of the, you know, purge or whatever it is. So after that, it should get the normal lifespan of associate BPs to doc, and then it will be deleted from the system. Okay, so the next cleanup process is the schedule recovery business process. So the schedule recovery business process will be helpful whenever the JVM crashes abnormally, or whenever there are huge number of business processes we are running and then we are doing hot stop on it. So in that case, what happens is the workflow engine will not be able to synchronize the data with the database. So therefore, the business processes that are in the active or halted or waiting on IO or whatever the state it is, it will just keep, or it will just persist those state business process as it is into the database. So these are actually called as active hung process, because when you start the Sterling integrator again, these business process will show as active, but it is not really active. So we should have a mechanism, you know, to recover these business process automatically. So that is what the recovery business process does. So if we look at the recovery business process, it has a BP report service in it. So this will just obtain the list of active or halting or waiting on IO from the database. And then at the end, it checks if whether these business process are making any progress, whether there are any improvement in the activity data or threads or whatever it is. And then this check is done 3 times with a 10-second sleep interval. At the end, if the candidate makes it through all the 3 checks, then it is considered as active hung. If it is active hung, then based on the business definition that we have provided in the business process definition, the recovery level setting, it just takes the action against that. And moving on, so we are now at slide number 10. So we are going to discuss about schedule auto terminate service. The auto terminate service is a pre-configured one, and then by default it is scheduled to run every day 4 a.m. Basically what it does is, so whenever there are business process failures in the system, the BPs can go to halted state, or it can go to some other state rather than completed or terminated state. So in that case, what happens, the business process will not be eligible for indexing or archival or purge. So it will just remain in the system forever. So with the schedule auto terminate option, so we have an option to, you know, configure the number of days that a halted BP or any other state BP that can exist in the system. If we look at these 4 parameters here, so this tells us that if there are BPs in the system with halted state for more than 14 days, then terminate all those things after 14 days, right? So with this option, even if there are BPs that are with halted state or some other state apart from completed or terminated, so it will be moved to that particular state so that the business process will be eligible for archiving or purging in the next life cycle, right? So you can also set these auto terminate days in the BP as mentioned here. So you can just add assign statement in the auto terminate service with whatever value you want to have. And then, so now, So we'll just quickly discuss about what are the important tables in Sterling Integrator that we usually see growth issues. The first one is the data table, and then the trans data. Then we have a document table, and then correlation set, workflow context, and then archive info. So in older version of Sterling Integrator, we did not have trans data table, right? So we had only data table, so which actually created some problems in terms of maintaining the database. So we split that data table into two different tables, that is data table and then trans data. So the data table holds all the information about the service definitions, business process definitions, or map definitions, all those information. And then the trans data has information about the binary payload, whatever we process. And so this is the table where most of the times customers are actually experiencing growth issues. And then the document and correlation set table has information about the document metadata that really helps us in terms of searchability and then for further document processing tasks. And moving on, so the workflow context. So this particular table has information about each and every business process step information into it. For example, if whenever we execute a BP, we in the user interface, we see that step number 0, step number 1, something like that. So for each step, we will have one row in the workflow context table for that workflow ID. So, and then moving on, so archive info. As discussed, archive info is the main table that index business process or archive business process or purge business process that utilizing that is utilizing the archive info table for to do the cleanup job. And then moving on, so now we are in the slide number 12. So we are going to discuss about tools and reports that we have in the Sterling Integrator to help with troubleshooting database growth issues. The first one is controller workflow. The controller workflow script is available in install directory /bin. So we can utilize this script whenever the UI is not available or if there are a huge number of business processes that are stuck with halted state or some other state, and then if you want to take corrective actions against those workflows. So this has options terminating the halted BPs based on workflow ID or based on business process name, or if you want to restart those business processes. So you have different options that controller workflow. And then the next one is data sweeper report. The data sweeper report actually provides us information about what are the orphan records that exist in the system. So this report has two options. One is detailed report, another one is autocorrect. So initially we will want to take the detailed report option to gather the report and then analyze the report, and then if you are fine, we can go ahead with autocorrect option to delete those records. So data sweeper will not actually delete the records directly, but it just adjusts the database entries in such a way that it will be eligible for a purge or whatever it is. And the next one is the DBstat report. The DBstat report gives us overall information about the Sterling Integrator database. So it gives information such like what are the top most executed business process, how many times it's executed, how many steps it persisted into the DB, all such information. And also it gives us information about how many business processes are newly executed in the system, how many business processes are yet to be indexed, or how many business processes are yet to be archived, or how many business processes are yet to be purged. Similarly, the document related information, and also it gives us information about what are the tables in Sterling Integrator and what is the size of each table. So it it gives us pretty much information about all the tables. And then the database usage screenshot. So this gives us information about, so this basically gives us graphical interface, graphical screenshot, which will tell us how many BPs are stuck in active state or it to be archived state or to be purged state, all those information. Similarly, the business process usage screen, it gives us information about how many active BPs are there, how many halted BPs are there, how many interrupted man BPs, or how many waiting on IO BPs. So we usually want to see less number there. So if we see huge number of halted BPs, then we should take corrective actions on those. And then cleanup process monitor details. So this particular screen gives us information about what are the cleanup process and when it ran last time, whether there are any failures with those cleanup processes, etc. So if we see that there are some cleanup process fail, then we should take immediate action on that. Otherwise, the database can quickly grow and that will lead to performance issues on the database overall. And then at the end, so we have purge all. So purge all, we usually do not recommend directly running it on the production, but so you can send the data to required data to product customer support team, and then they can guide us to see whether purge all will be okay to run or not okay to run. Okay, so right now I'm on slide number 13. So now we are going to discuss about some of the best practices we follow to control the database growth issues. The first one is the document storage type. So we have two different options to store the documents. So it is important that we choose right document type, storage type as per our requirement. So there are two options. So one is database and another one is file system. So usually we choose database as an option if we want to, if you are processing low volume documents such as, you know, size less than 10 MB or something like that. We usually prefer going to file system as a storage if we process large volume documents, something like over greater than 10 MB size or something like that. So this way, we should be able to control the database growth to some extent. And the next one is persistent level. So persistent level is one important setting. So we usually do not recommend running business processes in production with full persistence. Because with full persistence, so for example, if we are running a BP that has 1,000 steps in it, and if you are running that with full persistence, then for each execution, it will persist 1,000 rows in the workflow context table. So do not use full persistence unless your business needs requires it, because it really consumes more resources on the database. And the next one is document and BP lifespan. So do not use larger lifespan for documents or business processes unless the business needs the requirement. It is very important that we set the right lifespan for the document and business process. Setting a huge lifespan for BP or document, it just simply keeps the data for longer time in the database, which is really unnecessary. And then the mailboxing. This is one important thing, and most of the times customers are actually, you know, using mailboxing to process documents and all those things. But at the end, if they fail to delete the process messages, then the database can quickly grow. So if you are using mailboxing, then what happens is by default, the document gets 10-year lifespan. So it means that so the reason why it gets 10-year lifespan is to avoid premature deletion of those files before processing, right? So however, as soon as you delete the document, once you process, so the document lifespan will be changed back to original lifespan, okay? And then another thing is make sure you do not stop any of these cleanup processes. If it is failed, then just report to IBM support to see why it has failed. So these cleanup processes should never be disabled. It is very important. Disabling these will, you know, quickly cause growth in the database, and that will affect the database performance overall. And then moving on, so there are would like to discuss about some of the must gathers that will really help the IBM support team to look at or to troubleshoot the database growth issues. So the first one is obviously the DBSTAT report. So you can capture this DBSTAT report from Selling Integrator, User Interface, Operations, Systems, and Reports menu page, and then just search for DBSTAT, and then just click on the Source Manager, then get the report in PDF or HTML format. So reviewing this DBSTAT report will give us a very good clue on what is causing the growth on the database. The next one is document storage type. Again, as discussed, so there are two options. We have a file system and database. So this setting can be done in the global level, and this also can be done in the business process level. So global level settings can be found in the JDBC.properties, and so if it is set to FS, then it means that it is the document storage is file system. If it is DB, then it means that it is the database. So we can also override the settings in the business process level. Another thing is, if we look at the WFD table, it has a column called WFD underscore option. This column gives us information about what is the document storage for each business process. So that way we can get to see if anything can be done, or if any other storage we can use instead of the other, right? So that is about storage. Then the persistent level, again, this can be set in the global level as well as in the business process level. So global level settings are found in the noapp.properties underscore GIS underscore EXT. And the business process level, whenever you edit, you can just edit the BP and then you can override the global level settings. There are multiple options for persistent level, persistent full, start and stop, engine may overwrite, and then start and stop only, error only. So there are different persistence. Ideally, in production instance, you will want to have minimal persistence, error only, or start and stop only, or start and stop only, engine may overwrite, but not full persistence unless it is really needed. And then what is the lifespan set for the document and BP? So this is again can be set in the global level or business process level. So global level settings can be found in operations, archive manager screen and the user interface. So this will help us to identify the trackable business process document lifespan. So basically, if we look at the archive manager, there will be two settings. One is the business process lifespan, another one is document lifespan. Okay, so the business, so for example, if we have set business process lifespan as 2 days, and then document lifespan as 2 days, and if we have enabled the document tracking, so in that case the document will be maintained in the system for 4 days. So it will basically get the additional lifespan of business process lifespan as well. As discussed, so these are the cleanup processes. It should never be disabled from the Selling Integrator, and if you have disabled for some reason, then please inform the support team so that they can troubleshoot the issue according to that. And then another thing is, whenever we see the database growth issues, so we can also see if the data sweeper gives us any results. if that has huge amount of records in the data sweeper report, then that is something we need to look at and take corrective actions. Similarly, you can also perform the removal method as per your need. So you can archive and then delete, or you can directly delete if archiving is not needed. And then also verify if BPs are sitting in the system with status other than complete or terminated. So again, as discussed, you can find these details in the business process usage screenshot. So if there are huge number with active or so not active, so with the halted or interrupted man or any other state, then we need to take immediate action. And then the screenshot of below, something like backup service configuration to see if archiving is not able to catch up, or database usage screenshot to see what is the total database size at this point, how many BPs are yet to be archived, or how many BPs are yet to be indexed, or how many BPs are yet to be purged. So all those information it will give us in single page. Another thing is the support team would be interested to see if you are using mailbox ad service or EDA encoder or envelope service in deferred mode. Because in these, whenever we use mailbox ad service to add documents to the mailbox, then the document will get 10-year lifespan. Similarly, if we are using EDA encoder or envelope service with deferred mode, those documents will be staying in the system with 10-year lifespan. So it is important for us to see what are these 10-year lifespan documents, how it is added, so that the IBM support team can look at the growth issues in that angle. So there are certain things that actually create the 10-year lifespan document. The one is mailbox ad service. Then if you are uploading any documents to the mailbox UI, or if you are uploading documents to mailbox using FTP or SFTP client, something like FileZilla or WinSCP, etc., or any other client. So these information will really help IBM support team to look at the issue in that angle. And also support team would be interested to see how many workflows or documents were created in the workflow context table and also in the document table in the past 24 hours. So this basically gives us some good feel about how many documents or how many documents are processed daily, and that will be a good point for the support team to troubleshoot the issue. And then we'll just quickly discuss about some case studies. So this is based on commonly reported issues. So just we'll have a look at these case studies quickly. So this is one of the report from DBStat report. So here, if we look at the status, the unindexed count shows 20, which is not a huge number. So this is very less. So it means that the index business process is doing good. There are no issues with the index business process. And then the next one is to be archived. The to be archived count shows us a huge number. So almost more than 3 lakh records actually stuck in to be archived state. Another thing to note is the minimum date shows us 1st Jan 2014, right? And maximum date shows us 1st, that is 10 years ahead, basically 2024. So this gives us information about, so that there are some issue with the archiving is not able to catch up, and minimum date is 1st Jan 2014, which means that the oldest business process in the system is from dated 1st Jan, and there are documents that are stuck with 10 year lifespan. Similarly, you can see the same thing in the document tracking section as well. Okay, so So what are, so next slide we'll see what are the inferences and then how we resolve that issue. So these are the findings from the DBSTAT report. There are no issue with the purge business process. That seems running fine. There seems to be issue with the archiving process. So archiving is basically not able to catch up. And then more than 3 lakh workflows and documents are stuck in yet to be archived state. And minimum date for these to be archived shows as 1st Jan 2014. This means that oldest workflow is from 1st Jan 2014. And then since we are facing issue with the archiving, so the another thought would be any tuning can be done on the backup service configuration. Probably the maximum number of days per backup set, the backup service is set to default 2 days. And then when we verified that, so it is set to 2 days, and thus we increase the number of days per backup set to 30 days. So with 30 days setting, the backup service should be able to, you know, archive 30 days of data in one execution, and then it will make all of them eligible for purge. So it will be removed from the system quickly. Moving on, so case study 2. So this is again the snapshot from the DBSTAT report. So here if we look at the unindexed count, again looks good, but to be purge count seems higher. Archived to be purge count seems much higher. And we also see that the minimum date shows 2011 and maximum date shows us 2021, that is 10 years ahead from the min date. So this particular snapshot tells us that there seems to be issue with the archiving, there seems to be issue with purging also, right? And also there are 10 year lifespan issue. So these are the findings from this report. There are issues with archiving process, there are issues with purge process, there are issues with 10 year lifespan, and then the eligible purge count is less though the total count is high, right? So that means the documents are stuck in 10 year lifespan. So what are the possible root causes in this case? Since we are seeing 10 year lifespan issue, so customers may be using mailbox or deferred more enveloping or not deleting process messages periodically. So this should be the possible root causes in this situation. So, and then the solution is to increase the maximum number of days per backup set from 2 days to 30 days or higher to solve this archiving issue. And then to solve the purge issue, delete the process messages using mailbox delete service so that it will get the original lifespan. And then run the cleanup processes so that will completely remove all the data from the system based on the original lifespan. So these case studies basically are based on common issues reported from customers and solution providers. And there are some additional references here, so which you will want to have a look. Okay, so we are done with the presentation, so we'll have a question and answer session now.
The conference is no longer muted.
Hi everyone. The conference call is now unmuted, so we can interact. So from the chat window, we have about 6 questions, which we will address them first. After that, you may raise your questions verbally. Thank you.
Yeah, so first question is, will the scheduled purge service process will remove the orphan records? Scheduled purge service is not created to remove orphan records. So it will just remove eligible records. So in order to correct these orphan records, or in order to make these orphan records eligible for purging, so we should run data sweeper tool and then see if and then analyze that report and then run the data sweeper with autocorrect mode. Once that is done, the normal purge business process should be able to delete those records. And the next question is, we found that associate BPs to doc BP is taking more time to complete the process. How can we turn them to make complete in minimum time period? So this is actually not, so we will not be able to tell why it is taking time. So it could be due to large number of records that needs to be associated, or it could be that there may be issue with the query performance due to database size or whatever it is. So in this case, we recommend raising a PMR with IBM support team. So, and support team will be able to help whether what is the query that ran in the database, and then what is the explain plan, whether any improvement can be done on the query, or whether anything else we have to do to resolve this issue. And then we have another question. So in the archive info table, what does group ID designate? It appears that value can be 1, 2, or 3. Yeah, this is true. So group ID can be 1 or 2 or 3 and 4. So group ID 1, so as we discussed earlier, so the group ID 1 represents that it is a workflow data, and then group ID 2 represents it's a document data. So we have different values for this because we would want to keep documents more than the business process lifespan, right? So that is the reason we want to have the group ID. And so basically the 3 and 4 is for visibility records. So basically, so it will have information about the communication session details, or when the user logged in, or admin audit record details, something like that. So group ID value can be 1, 2, or 3 and 4. So that's the reason we have different values for that. And then we have another question. How can we change the lifespan of document, which is by default set to 10 years? So 10-year lifespan issue comes whenever we use mailbox ad service, or whenever the trading partner uploads documents to FTP server adapter or SFTP server adapter. Okay. So as discussed, the 10-year lifespan issue, once we receive the document to the mailbox, and then we process the document, once we process the documents, we need to delete the document. Okay. So once we delete the document, the mailbox ad service BP will get the original lifespan, right? So if, for example, I have a business process which has a mailbox ad service in it, okay, and then adding a message to the mailbox. So now the document will get 10-year lifespan, and since the document get 10-year lifespan, the associated business process also will get 10-year lifespan. Okay. So once we process this particular document, we need to delete that document using mailbox ad service. Mailbox delete service. Once we are done with that job, the mailbox ad BP will get the original lifespan, whatever configured, and then it will go in the normal purge cycle. And then we have another question, how to prevent the logging in act session GUID table? How to maintain only specific number of days data to be in that particular table? Is there any BP available for this, or need to be captured in the customized code? So basically this act session table details are actually purged. Accession table is basically purged by normal purge schedule only. And also the question talks about GUID table. So GUID table, it is not safe to truncate the GUID table, especially in SQL Server. So basically this GUID table stores information about the sequence ID for the workflows and other things. So it is not safe to delete, especially in a SQL Server, but it should not cause any problem with Oracle DB or other DBs. But if you are really planning to truncate GUID table data, then we would recommend raising a PMR with IBM support team. And there is another question. In which cases will the indexing fail? What are the hierarchy of tables involved in it? So basically the index business process, there is nothing. So the index business process may fail if the query performance is very poor, and then it just fires a query to the database, and then it just runs for long, but no activity with the database. So in such cases, so the BP will simply hang, and then it can run for days together. So in that case, the next day the next schedule will again try to run, and then it will fail because there will be a lock exist. So if the BP completes within 10 minutes, then we are good. If it is taking more than 10 minutes, then it is important that we should see why it is taking time. Yeah, so we are done with the questions what we received in the chat. So are there any more questions from anyone?
Okay, there are a few more questions that have been posted, so let me just read it out. So from Rajesh, we have a question. In some documentation about the external purge, when should we use the external purge?
So external purge process is actually introduced in the later version of SI. So basically, we have built this external purge due to issues faced with the normal purge schedule. The external purge is actually very fast compared to the normal purge schedule. It actually deletes the records in a parallel or concurrently from multiple tables. So that is actually faster way of deleting records, especially when the database is very huge. So we actually plan to share another session with customers about external purge. So probably that would be a good topic in the upcoming session.
So we have next question from Bhavin. The question is, we have seen deadlocks with multi-thread purge. So is it possible to get deadlock while running multi-thread purge?
Multi-threaded purge should not cause deadlocking issues. So the deadlocking may be due to database performance. So for example, the query that is operating on trans data is taking time due to the that table size or something like that. Then we need to capture the explained plan for that trans data table, and then see why that query is taking time, and then we should see if there can be any tuning can be done on that particular query. Otherwise, it should not cause any deadlock issues as such.
So we have another question from Casper. The question is, for clients experiencing huge DB size increase in tables, trans_data and data_tables, etc., is it possible to partition these tables?
Yeah, database partition can be done. But probably I don't have a complete answer for that. So we can send you more details around that.
Okay, thanks Bala. So to those on the conference call, do you have any further question that you want to ask us?
Bala, Shane here. We have already raised a PMR with IBM regarding the linkage service, the schedule linkage PP.
Okay.
It seems to be churning out only 200 BPs a day by default, and it runs only once a day.
Yeah, right.
So what is the nominal level that we need to set? Because our database is very huge, and we just wanted to know what could be the frequency which this BP can run,
so
and maybe the number of documents it deletes.
So basically, for BP linkage, as far as our experience, so that works fine with the default value. But if you see that it is not working as expected, or it is not meeting your expectation, so then we should see again what is the query fired behind the database, and then see if any tuning can be done. So if that BP completes so quickly, then you can schedule it so for example once in an hour or something like that. So that's still fine.
Okay. And about this 10-year lifespan, Bala, is it only the network service? Your presentation said it is also about the EDA envelope and EDA encoder, right?
Yeah, right. And another thing is, if your trading partner is uploading files to mailbox.
So about the EDA encoder and EDA envelope, how do we reduce the lifespan then from 10 years?
No, I think those issues are taken care now with the latest releases. In older releases, we had that problem, but in the recent releases, it is all done. So the idea is we have to keep deleting the documents that are processed.
Okay. So you mean to say after enveloping, we have to add some delete service? How exactly does that work?
No, probably I'm not very sure whether that can be done immediately after the service. So. Can you send us an email? So we'll send you more details around.
Sure, Vala.
Yeah, thank you. Is there any further questions from anybody?
Hi everyone, I think we are done with the session. So if you have any further questions, you can also reply back to the SAE email invite. Or if you want to give any feedback or you want to comment on other sessions which you would like us to conduct in the future, you can also reply back to the same SAE email. So I would like to thank everyone for participating in this SAE session. Thank you very much. Thank you, Bala.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jawa.